The federal government is still processing large numbers of Central American children who arrived at the U.S. border over the past year. After running out of space to house them along the border, the federal government has been placing small numbers of children in facilities across the country. And as WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports, that includes four Pennsylvania shelters.
The government won't allow reporters access to the facilities where the children are staying for privacy reasons. But I drove up to see one of them, the Bethany Children's Home, in sleepy Wilmelsdorf, Pennsylvania, in Berks County. It's surrounded by cornfields and woods.
Do I go to the left here, or is this it?
I went with Amelia Frank Vitale and her husband, Eduardo Garcia.
I think that building is it.
Yeah, no, no, stop it.
Frank Vitale grew up in Reading. She's just come back to the U.S. after 4 years doing research on Central American migrants as they make their way north through Mexico.
What a lot of the kids say is really similar from one to another. It's at 12 or 13, the Mara, the gang, starts recruiting. And there's not a lot of options. If you don't join, you're a target. It's not like you can just keep your head down and go to school and everything's fine. In a lot of these neighborhoods, schools are feeding grounds, are recruiting grounds for them.
Under federal law, the children who make it to the U.S. remain in the country while their asylum claims are evaluated. First, they go to centers like Bethany, which made 32 beds available to the federal government this summer. The children only stay here a few weeks until the shelter finds a friend or family member they can stay with during the court proceedings. But even so, Carol Ann Donahue explains the government has scrambled to find enough temporary housing for this year's new arrivals. She's an immigration and family lawyer in Reading who's handled unaccompanied minors cases for years.
It used to be centralized. Like, I know there, basically where I would get kids was from New York. They'd come, and now that these facilities are taking kids from all over the country, then different places that never saw this before are now seeing it and reacting to it as if it's something new.
Some of the most widely broadcast scenes of the last few months were of protesters outside shelters and detention facilities for children and families.
In front of Bethany Children's Home.
A video uploaded to YouTube shows a protest in July outside Bethany. It was taken by Steve Petrowski, who says the picketers plan to block a bus of children they expect to arrive. A woman with a sign that reads, "They are not our responsibility," tells him she's here to stand with other patriots.
To protest that illegal aliens are being brought into this community. They're going to be housed at this Bethany home here and be paid for by our tax dollars.
One elected official who declined to go on the record said he was concerned the children would end up taking local resources or end up in local schools. But Berks County Commissioner Kevin Barnhart did speak on tape. From his conversations with shelter staff, Barnhart believes the children are just passing through.
Most of the kids that have been reacquainted with family members have gone primarily down to Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
He thinks for most of his constituents, the children have been a blip on the radar. Cameron Schmidt and Sean Kissinger are both locals. And we're most surprised by the protesters.
When I was at the diner the other day over at Heidelberg Diner, there were people eating, then were heading to protest, and in the parking lot were getting all their signs together, which was interesting and caused a little bit of a stir in the diner. But
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there isn't really much hustle and bustle over issues like that around here.
Meanwhile, the situation at the border has also become calmer. U.S. Border Patrol apprehended 3,141 children in August, down from more than 10,000 in both May and June. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.